Heavenly Father, as we come before you, God, you are. We thank you for that, God. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you sent your Son to die upon the cross for us. We pray, God, that you would just be with us today throughout this week and be with each one of us. Give us guidance and wisdom to make decisions to be pleasing to you. We pray, God, that you would just be with all those in Taney County. We lift up the leaders in Missouri. We lift up those in the federal government. Pray that you'd be with them. Lift up those, God, that might need your healing hand and your helping hand, your comforting hand. And we know that you know the needs and how to fulfill those even better than we might ask. We lift those up and hand them into your hand. And we just thank you again for that, God. Pray that you would just watch over us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, January 22nd, 2018 at 9:03 a.m. No public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 448172 through 448224, warrants 6929 and 6930.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January 18, 2018.
I move that we hold the minutes till next week and we can have them all and give the corrections.
There's some corrections that need to be made.
And we don't have executives here.
That's fine. You want to move to table, you said, Sheila?
Yes, please.
Yeah, table it.
Do you want to make a motion to move to table?
I think my word was hold, but make the motion to table then.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Assessment maintenance plan number 18-004AS. I have a letter dated January 16, 2018 from Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the 2018-2019 assessment maintenance plan for Taney County. And he says that I assume that Mr. Pennell's signature that the timelines and phase charts set forth in the maintenance plan are acceptable to him, and that the budget summary is accurate. Furthermore, I gather that the county is not operating under a memorandum of understanding or an equalization order by the State Tax Commission. And I have the 2018-2019 assessment maintenance plan that's been submitted to us for approval.
Do we know if Mr. Pennell's here today?
That's what I was wondering. Wesley, do you know if Mr. Pennell is here?
He was here earlier.
Is there anything he wanted to address in the maintenance plan? I read over it, and it's pretty normal of what it's describing the duties of what they do and what they will agree to do. In order to receive the funds.
Did this is just to be in compliance with the state tax commission, is that?
Mm-hmm. They have to have a plan that they agree to. And then they send, I'm going to use the word inspectors, I don't know. I think at least once a quarter to see that they're abiding by it.
Morning.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Any other questions?
I think the question is just, did you want to address the assessment plan?
Yes, they're, the state tax commission is in their signatures on it. I've signed the copy.
It's just that the assessor's office is agreed to buy by. Yeah.
Same old thing we'll do every year.
Yeah. Which is what the assessor's office does anyway, to assess and.
Yeah.
Send out certain notices, and how often is it they send someone down here to check their, not just here, to every office? It says in there, but I forgot.
I'd say over 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe it's quarterly, but.
No, they come by pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Move to approve, do you have any, was there any other, I didn't know if you had any comments on it, or need to point anything out to us, or do we need to approve it or accept it?
We sign it.
I say we're signing it. Well,
yeah.
All of us are signing it.
Sure, agreeing to it in some way.
Agrees the specific. Move to approve the assessment maintenance plan, number 18-004AS.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Court orders.
Morning.
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 The first set of court orders I have for you is Rogan's assessments. There's only one on there. It's abatement number 203649. And all the notes I received was erroneous. It does say that purchased after book closed, did not receive a condo letter or increase notice.
If they didn't purchase the property until July of 2017, and the old owner had his night rental, and had paid the taxes as that, then when they bought it and they prorated the taxes, they would receive the funds based upon the nightly rental. So they would just actually been paying from September through December. And my understanding is the assessment is done of what it is on January 1st of that year.
Correct.
So you can sign his letter and get it corrected for 18, but I don't see that he's due for 17.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Did you say they bought it in?
September 20th, 2017.
Where'd you see that at?
I had the 12.
Okay. Okay. I didn't say because it wasn't in this. That's
yeah.
Why.
I had just seen on the website where it had September, and I wasn't sure what that meant. So I had the 12 and it was recorded on the 20th of September, so.
Actually, this shows July 19th on me.
This says July 20th, 2017. I said September. I'm reading July. I apologize. July 20th, 2017. I don't guess I know a 7 from a 9.
It's Monday.
No, I.
Well, government is shut down, so.
Why are we here?
Still.
I don't think it works that way.
Okay. That's July, that's 2 more months, but still they would have
They would have been prorated for the
from January through the 20th of July. They would receive the funds for that. And then they would have the check, and then they would have paid the bill in entirety. But it's based upon, and it was, according to the records, it shows it was nightly rental in 2016. So it would have been nightly rental up until that time. And if it's based upon the January 1st assessment, so when he closed in July, they would, on their statement, the closing statement would have showed what the taxes was at that time. July, not September.
I guess the only other thought I have on it, and we don't know, is it could have been on the market. It may not have been rented that first half of the year. But I don't know that.
Did you have a letter from the old owner when you sent the notices out, the 17th?
No, it would have been. Well, I say no. I have to check that to be sure, but I would say not. Mm-hmm. You would have had it on a percentage instead of 80%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when he bought it, on his statement, on his closing statement, it would show that the county taxes, what they were. It shows it on that. It shows what you get for it and the expenses out of it. That.
Right, and of course, those taxes would have been the 2016 taxes, which was a nightly rental.
But that's what the real estate company base is, what they,
correct,
how they close it.
Yeah.
It also depends on how it was sold. If it went through real estate company, if it went through, we're assuming it went through real estate and title.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's true. That's true.
How they prorated it, who got the, whether he got the funds to pay taxes,
or if it was already been paid in, or if it was.
But generally, that early in the year, the buyer would probably have got credit from the seller. What you're thinking, right, Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we don't, I don't think we have enough facts to know, to make a decision on it.
Again, the only argument, if it was mine, I was arguing it would be if you knew that it was sitting vacant, you know, it was listed for realty and wasn't ready.
Right, but again, I don't know that we know that, do we?
Then they should have paid under protest, and he would have qualified for it. He paid under protest, he was an owner at the time that BOE was, and that's the way they would come to, when they pay their taxes, they would then say, we want to pay in a protest because we didn't own it and the state would have heard it.
He didn't buy it until after BOE.
Yes. That's why they would have heard it. That's why the state would have heard it.
Right, the state would have heard it. I mm-hmm. get you. Sure.
So you guys wanting to, Sheila, you want to get more information on it, or you wanting to, what do you want to do?
I can't make a motion vote it because it's to be assessed. He didn't do due diligence. When he got the bill, he could have questioned at that time, went to the collector's office, and if he didn't give ample proof to the assessor, he could have paid it under protest, and the state would look, they would saw the date the deed was filed, and then he would have had presented them the evidence, and they would have ruled it then. That's the proper way. So. Based on that, I'd make a motion to